With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 10 people face attempted murder charges after a shooting outside a Texas immigration detention center back on July 4th. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson says the group, dressed in black military-style clothing, staged what she calls a planned ambush. A local police official was shot in the neck and is recovering. Larson says the group used fireworks to lure ICE personnel outside the center in Alvarado, where they opened fire. Weapons, body armor, and anti-ICE materials were found at the scene. Some suspects were arrested nearby. They were armed and wearing tactical gear. I'm Julie Walker.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the Trump administration is ending the legal status of about 76,000 Hondurans and Nicaraguans.
TPS, temporary protective status, is temporary by definition. It is not meant to be a permanent path to residency or citizenship here in the United States of America.
The hope of finding survivors from the catastrophic flooding in Texas is dimming. That's a day after the death toll surpassed 100. Meanwhile, Joe Bastardi, chief forecaster at WeatherBell.com, says President Trump's decision to cut funding for NOAA was not the cause of those floods or the lack of warning for many people.
They were looking at the situation 2 days in advance. They issued flash flood watches and outlined the threat of an extreme event 12 hours in advance, and then went to the warnings 3 hours in advance.
Amazon's annual Prime Day sales are here again. The e-commerce giant is making the now misnamed Prime Day a four-day event for the first time. The company first launched that event back in 2015. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll asked Americans about their values.
And number one on the list is family. More adults cited that as a top priority than anything else. Coming in second is freedom, followed by health. Integrity is fourth on the rundown, followed at number five by religious faith. Amongst those who are likely to list family at or near the top of their list are women, senior citizens, Republicans, people who are married, those without college degrees, and Americans who regularly attend church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is ramping up its persecution of Christians, and it's using the latest technology to do just that. The communist government there extending its control of the internet and seeking to monitor all activities by churches and individual Christian believers. It's officially against the law in China to worship anywhere but inside a state-controlled church, and house churches are routinely raided by government officials. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says, make no doubts about it, the U.S. attack on Iran crippled that country's ability to produce nuclear weapons.
Israel killed the cream of the crop of Iran's nuclear scientists. We destroyed their deep buried underground bunkers that were protecting their centrifuges and centrifuge cascades, which were also destroyed. Israel destroyed much of their centrifuge manufacturing capabilities. Israel and the United States together destroyed the uranium gas to metal conversion facility.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Two people are missing and two others hurt after Houthi rebels opened fire on a Liberian-flagged cargo ship in the Red Sea. The attack on the Eternity Sea came a day after the rebels managed to sink another vessel, the Magic Seas. Israel responded with new airstrikes on Monday, sparking fears of a renewed Houthi campaign. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.